Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
GOP presidential candidate, former Governor Mitt Romney, is campaigning in Iowa today. After months of virtually ignoring the upcoming caucuses there, Romney has now decided to compete amid media speculation he could do well in Iowa. But in New Hampshire yesterday, the focus was on the man Romney hopes to beat in next year's election, if he's the GOP nominee. WBUR's Fred Tice has that story.
President Obama won New Hampshire in 2008, but pollster Andy Smith says the president could lose the swing state next year.
New Hampshire is one of the battleground states. It's going to be difficult for Obama to win in 2012. He's currently only has an approval rating of about 41% in New Hampshire, with 53% disapproving, and even worse among independents.
Smith, who is director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, says in hard times, people in the incumbent's party stay home on election day. So on a tour of swing states, the president dropped in to Manchester Central High School to energize his supporters. But he was barely getting into his routine when he was interrupted.
I had coffee.
My turn!
Mr. President!
Fifteen members of Occupy New Hampshire had stopped the president's rally in its tracks. They were shouted down by supporters of the president, and then he addressed the Occupy protesters.
And I appreciate you guys making your point. Let me go ahead and make mine, all right? And I'll listen to you, you listen to me, all right?
Unfortunately for the president, the protesters provided the most excitement of the whole rally. There was none of the electric current that ran through his events in New Hampshire when he was presidential candidate Barack Obama 4 years ago. Still, most of the people who showed up were enthusiastic supporters, people such as Joe Bramante of Derry.
His stimulus package and the things that he did stopped the impending depression, and I wanted to thank him for that.
Increasingly, polls in New Hampshire indicate that people in the state believe that the president will face former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney in the general election next year. The University of New Hampshire's Andy Smith explains why.
Romney is the only one of the Republican candidates that's consistently been able to top Obama in polls here. I think what Republicans are doing, both in New Hampshire and I think to a great extent nationwide, is saying Romney may not be the candidate that we love, but he might be the candidate we're going to have to go with because he seems to be the person who can take us to victory in November.
And in New Hampshire, Romney is running like a front runner. He's ignoring his Republican rivals and focusing on the president. Romney chose the day of the president's visit to launch his first TV ad in New Hampshire. It features candidate Obama in 2008.
I am confident that we can steer ourselves out of this crisis.
Fade to white letters on a black background that say, he failed. With the New Hampshire primary still 7 weeks away, sometimes it feels like the general election is already underway. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.